Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the daily headlines, in our personal lives, and in the metaphysics around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where we're expecting a snowstorm this weekend. And I am usually joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Waltz, and they may be here shortly. So tonight, it's been, this week is, what a week. We've got impeachment problems brooding throughout the stories. We have the challenge to one governmental system after the other. Well, Saturn just turned direct, and Pluto is about to turn direct, and all of these, and my computer is doing something strange, so I'm just asking it to switch and stop beeping at me. There we go. And so when Saturn turned direct, suddenly we became responsible for our actions. Now, for most of us, that's not such a backlog. Maybe we have something that we're coping with. I found with Saturn, which rules bones and teeth and personal authority, that my broken leg is suddenly feeling a little bit better after not showing much improvement for a while. Many other pieces became unstuck in work situations, from what I'm hearing from my client load. Problems that people have been having with their fathers, with fathering, have also suddenly becoming unstuck and moving forward in one direction or the other. Now, becoming unstuck doesn't always mean working smoothly. Becoming unstuck usually means that there is a shift in which direction. If it's been stuck in, it can be that the plans of difficult people suddenly become unstuck too. And so we can't necessarily say it's a good thing. You often see the revealing of problems that we didn't know were there. And, so this week we've got some interesting aspects coming up as, both Saturn turns, Mercury squared Saturn this week as well. And we had the equinox on Sunday night, Monday morning, which also opens up the floodgate and asks us to see what is imbalanced and what can we do to balance the situation. Coming up over the weekend, we have Pluto turning direct. And Pluto turning direct, which has been retrograde for many months, will also bring this unstopping of blocked Pluto energy. Now, that sometimes brings a real turbulence in the bottom of the psyche, and sometimes we have major events as people act out something they have been brooding upon. But we can hope that that becomes a little bit easier. We can hope that the backlog isn't too bad because Saturn has been restricting this for a while. But this is a really interesting crux of information that we're feeling as Saturn and Pluto grow closer to their final conjunction in this particular pass. And it will be cleared by the new year, but between now and the new year, that Pluto-Saturn South Node conjunction, bringing up all the unfinished Saturn issues in the culture and unfinished Pluto issues. And again, these two have not conjunct in Saturn's own sign of Capricorn since Martin Luther challenged the Catholic Church. So there's a fundamental question on what is the authority structure, which we are feeling, which whatever happens with an impeachment trial will bring up. So we can hope that this moves through in a good and clean way rather than something that can be very difficult. This week, today, the moon is in Leo Wednesday. It is heading into Virgo over the weekend and will be a Virgo between now and Friday. Through Friday, get work done. Get the specifics in place. Hammer out details. Edit the heck out of life. Do all these little pieces that we need to do at the dark of the moon, cleaning up the last cycle. It's both the dark of the moon and the moon in Virgo. The moon in Virgo will be trining Saturn and trining Pluto, even as Mercury over the next 2 days comes into an exact square with Pluto. So again, we have hidden information that comes out. I have a feeling in the Bahamas, we're going to see the death toll rise as the cleanup schedule gets to the point where they begin to find the bodies people can smell on those far removed islands. There's still over 1,000 people missing and a lot of cleanup that's just getting going. So often when Mercury squares Pluto, we have things revealed. Now, this could mean you find your lost keys. It could mean you find something a friend has been brooding on a problem they now get to talk out. I have several clients that are waiting for a parent to die in the midst of this Saturn-Pluto turning direct. It's time. It's not wrong. But it's still a somber thought and asking them what they need to do to be fully alive. Again, part of that Pluto-Mercury square. Now, we see this with coming up on the weekend, on Saturday, we have a new moon in Libra. And this is beautiful as the Sun, Venus, Mercury are already in Libra and Mars is about to join them in Libra by the end of next week, by next Thursday. Now, this lineup in Libra brings up questions about fairness, justice. We think of Libra as wonderfully romantic, and it is. It's not a weekend to ignore romance. But it is also an important week to think about fairness and equality and justice. And if what we feel painfully uncomfortable around that which does not feel fair. So it's important when people are looking at the question of impeachment and all the political inflammation that is showing up on the internet in response to these questions, that we not be bad sports, that we not we keep to the golden rule and keep holding on to rules and ethics that are important to us, whatever direction we go. Like religious freedom is important. Our own religious freedom is protected when we protect other people's religious freedom. And that fairness, which is what America is really truly based on in its mission statement, is going to be essential in this process. What was applied to other presidents needs to be applied to this one. What we accept or hold responsible for this presidency sets the pattern for future presidencies. If you like this president, think about the precedent being set and how would you feel if Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders did what appears to be the same thing. If you don't like this president, make sure that you hold yourself accountable to treat the situation as you would have it treated if the politics were reversed. Hold in the center. We do not need to divide this country more than it already is. Let's see how we can focus on the idea of a healed country. Because while we're fighting ourselves, we're wasting our energy and not moving forward. And that's one of the things that we see. Now, the advantage of this, Saturn moves into Aquarius next and can help us see how we can work together. Pluto moves into Aquarius afterwards. And again, on a good day, that means how can we work as a collective, together? Not communism, but collaboration. Not necessarily communism, but collaboration. The idea is, how do we take care of the whole? So those are good pieces coming up in the future that we can work with if we can get through this bottleneck of the Pluto-Saturn square. So this weekend, think about what is fair. What is that Libra new moon going to bring into your life? What would you like to bring to balance? And in the process, also, look around and see how you can light up your connections. Feel the love and the heart and the warmth with the people around you. What would that look like? If you can do that, if you can, look at each other with fresh eyes and appreciate and do something kind for one another, this lineup in Libra can really bring us forward. Now, one of my concerns when all these planets are in Libra, and when the planets are highly emotional, we have Venus moving into a square with Pluto, Mercury moving to a square with Pluto. Sometimes when I see this lineup of Venusian planets, the desire to be in relationship can get really strong, which is lovely for the people who want to go meet someone new. This is a great week to meet new people and to bring in new relationship energy. It also can stir the anger in people who are incels, who are what they call involuntarily celibate. In other words, they can't get in a relationship because they can't see anybody else around them as a person. But the anger can come out towards relationships, couples, and women. So I'm just going to ask you to keep a little eye on the safety factors while Pluto turns direct and this lineup is happening in Libra. And use this week to renew connections and friendships and move into a balanced energy with one another. Now I see two people on the line with questions, so I'm going to go right into that. Hello, this is Heather. This is 323 area code. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. This is Holly.
Hello, Holly. What's your birth information?
It is 3/21/1960.
1960, yes. Time?
2:29 p.m.
And where?
Long Beach, California.
And what's your question, my dear?
Well, I'm having that Saturn and Pluto sitting right on top of my Saturn and Moon. And also I noticed that, Chiron was sitting on my Sun, and then the North Node was going through my 12th house. I mean, I've had a very difficult year and a half, and I'm wondering when things might get a little better.
So I'm not going to pretend it's going away tomorrow.
Right.
And you have you're heading right into your second Saturn return. Saturn's coming to conjunct your Saturn. And that can be a very successful time in somebody's life. It's a real stage shifting. Like our first Saturn return, and that's without everything else happening. The good news is Pluto is off your Saturn. Pluto is coming up to conjunct your moon. Saturn will be conjuncting your moon between now and Christmas, and then it moves off, never to darken that doorway again. But Saturn sitting on your, coming back to and you've already had the first half of your Saturn return. Saturn's already tagged it, backed off. And what I find for most people is after the first, there can be some wonderful review of what you've done right for the last 30 years. And I want you to think about it. What have you succeeded in? What have you done right? And really let that sink in. The authority that you've gained by just the dint of a life, of working hard your lifetime. the thing with the Saturn and you getting your moon in Capricorn, you came in here to understand work. Now, I don't think that you know how to sit back and do nothing very easily. As an Aries moon in Capricorn, you tend to be, you may never feel full of energy, but you rarely stop. And that deep work ethic that runs in you. So we need you to kind of not take on more responsibility. There's a lot happening that you are being held as to be responsible for. But I don't want you to take any more responsibility on than you really need. Right now, your progressed moon entered Pisces about a month and a half ago. And that may, the gift of that is your progressed moon's out of Pisces, where it's been for the last 2.5 years. And you have been, that's kind of, the whole world feels so complex when your progressed moon's in Aries. It feels in Pisces, where it's been. Everything feels so complex, intertwined, your energy is low, you have to take care of a lot of people. And it's just gone into Aries. And right now you're going like, oh, I'm like, screw them. I want to go to Zimbabwe. I mean, it's just want to get out of town for a while. And you may not be able to do that, but that resistance to your situation, because it looks like you are having some responsibilities that you have to see through, can allow you to make sure that you take care of yourself in this, because you tend to kind of deprioritize your own needs and just do what needs to be done and take care of everybody else. You've got Mars in Aquarius on the descendant. So the second Saturn return is when I wrote some books. It's often when we kind of review what we've done, said, hey, I'm really good at this. Let me put this out here. And then after that second Saturn return, you may have less energy, so you don't need to do other people's work. It's more like, what do I need to do? And for the next 30 years, it's how do you complete your work rather than just do everything? You have less energy, but you have more efficiency. So how do you use your time well? So do you have a ton of family responsibilities that you've been dealing with?
Well, a little bit. My son went off to college about a year ago, so that was a huge shift. And I recently moved closer to my dad, who's having some health issues.
I was wondering about your dad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm helping out with that. But the big part, too, is I've been unemployed for over a year, which is extraordinarily difficult for me.
That's when Pluto hit your Saturn.
Yeah.
It was the death of your old job.
Yeah. And then the other part, because of that moon in Capricorn, I always kind of struggle with depression. Mm-hmm. And so, not doing stuff, trying to make things happen and nothing happening. I've had a tough time with the depression.
I bet you have. And part of one of the problems for a Capricorn moon is to know that you're valuable sitting still. And that's what this time, I don't think you need to be out of work forever, by the way. I think that may be turning around soon in the next few months as you head into your second Saturn return. But what I'm seeing is that all your life, you've sort of defined yourself and proven your worth based on your work.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of done.
And when you find out that you are valuable, not just your work, who you are, not what you do, is what's important about you. And that's so hard for a Capricorn moon to believe. And it was probably hard for your mother to believe, because the Capricorn moon often is a mother who does things for people rather than sits with them and says, and how, and listens. So tell me, what was your work before you began, before this last year?
I was working in higher education, again, helping students and helping faculty. I did that for about 10 years, and before that was advertising. I did have six interviews in the last 6 weeks, and I didn't get any of them. At least I had interviews, which was more than what was happening before. But, you know, what I'm applying for is, you know, all across the board. I mean, I mean, I have a lot of skill set, so I'm applying to pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you're an amazing administrator and you're project manager.
Yeah, and I like doing that.
And so really think about how you can emphasize your project managing skills. Because of that Capricorn Saturn lineup or on the cusp of your sixth, the ruler of your 10th house is Venus in her own sign, in her one of her favorite signs, Pisces in your seventh, that you work as good support for creative people, but also practical people. Like you could do, you know, project management and administrative assistance for, you know, yes, education, but also for any creative organization, but also for everything from hospitals to engineering companies to architecture firms to construction. So take a look at, you know, who can you support? It feels like while your dad's not doing so well, you need some time and energy. You need a little leeway to be available for him. And I think this last year off has helped you get some time with him that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
And so your work was there. It just wasn't work that was paid for. you've been taking care of a lot. And did you move around the same time? Have you moved in the last year?
I did. I moved at the end of June. Yeah, because things weren't good there, and I was hoping to move. One, I'm closer to my dad, and I thought it would just kind of help the energy move.
That looks
move
important. Yeah, I think that's important. You just had less contacts where you are, but I think it will help the energy movement, and I do think you need to be on track with him for a while.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny because I like where I'm living, but I don't know anyone. So it's really having to deal with myself.
Is there any organizations or groups that you can be part of? Is there a Unitarian church? Is there a study group? It feels like with Mars on your seventh house cusp, in Aquarius, the group experiences are a good way for you to get to know people. Like volunteer at Habitat for Humanity. You need to network in the new area.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's where I'm at right now.
It also helps you get out of your depression.
Yeah. Right. Because I was so busy on the job hunting, and it's very time consuming. And then since that wasn't flowing, I'm like, I need to just connect with other people.
Right.
So I've been working on that.
I would say you connecting to people and putting it out there. Hi, I'm an excellent, admin person and project manager, and I am looking for work. Just want you to know, as you meet everybody, just putting it out there. If you hear of anything, let me know. And, you know, you're not leaning in on them. You're just putting it out there so that if there is a possibility that they can come to you and use that Mars and Aquarius to deal with this transformation.
Okay.
And I think
I would really be
surprised if you don't have new work by the turn of the year.
Okay. But so as the transiting Saturn gets closer to my Saturn, that could help that shift?
Because you've been in this revolution since Pluto hit it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Now, Pluto is not going to come back. Pluto's going to hit your moon, but not come back to your Saturn. So we want you working by the time Pluto hits your moon next April. And Saturn, it touched your moon last April, and that you said you moved soon after that. And so Pluto comes back to your moon in January and February. And Saturn actually is hits your Saturn directly in November, early December, And then it's out of Capricorn and into Aquarius in March. So I think by the new year, like I said, Saturn will be well off. There's a very good chance that you're going to be on the other side of this. And I would say, you know, there's a chance that your dad's health really wobbles when Pluto comes to your moon. But that's, you know, we have no way of knowing how it wobbles.
Right.
So we want you to take, you know, could just wobble a little bit and come back again and be fine.
Right.
Pluto is going to go back and forth over your moon a couple of times next year, and it won't be until the spring of 2021 that it's completely off. And spring of 2021, you're on the other side of some of, you know, your toughest transits, and you will be feel reborn. So we want to just help you move from here to there. Your progressed moon's heading up towards the top of your chart. I think you're going to love the next new job. Going to love your work over the next 5 years, one way or the other. So enjoy finding something that works for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Heather.
Okay. Good luck. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, area code 510, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, 2 minutes remaining. Wow, my name's Pandora.
Hi, Pandora. Sorry about that. What time, when were you born?
Fine. So January 24, 1967, Oakland, California, 9:38 p.m. My question is about money and love. I know they're kind of ruled by the same things. And kind of general overall. I think have some ideas and maybe have finally met someone after trying since January this year. But I just need some insight into that.
Yes, well, this year your progressed sun entered your house of partnership. And that looks, and you said 9:38 p.m., is that correct? Am I right on that?
Correct, yes.
Good. So, yes, your progressed sun just entered your house of partnership for the next 30 years, and it just left the house of hard work, where it's been for the last 30 years.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So
when did it enter?
Real shift, sometime over the last year.
Okay.
And where your progressed moon is in Gemini at the top of your chart. So it looks like your work is going well. Do you have more than one job, or do you have a very versatile job?
I'm looking into adding a part-time in addition to my regular job.
You might be very comfortable in a part-time job for now with the moon in Gemini.
Great.
Pluto is opposed to your moon and will be for another few weeks. So once Pluto goes direct and gets off your moon exactly, where it's been on and off for about 2 years, revolutionizing your whole life. You know, you've been through it and out the other side a couple of times. And it's off by Thanksgiving. And so I would say enjoy this relationship, but don't hurry it up, like work on that it's good. Like, you know, I think both of you have some old ghosts that come up when you start to get close. So just kind of hold your hands, stay in the present, deal with the ghosts while Mercury's retrograde for most of November, and then watch new beginnings pick up in December and January and February.
Wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
It looks really good.
Okay.
I think they're both good. And again, if you can keep the part-time job up and if you can reorganize your finances just a little bit, you know, if you can just get them redirected, you'll be fine. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Okay. Good luck
on
that.
Sounds wonderful.
Yes, our time is up. My great pleasure. And everybody else, enjoy that new moon in Libra on Sunday. Take care. And we'll see you next week. Bye.